And unfortunately, Kristen Smith, you have to follow the Red Clay Ramblers.
I know. This isn't a fair. This is not fair. I have no musical expertise and just bring the short and sweet business beat every week. And so I wish I could play the fiddle.
I could play the Red Clay Ramblers song again and just sort of introduce you while this plays in the background. Kristen Smith joins us now from the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce with the short and sweet business beat. Doon, 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 doon.
I always think playing the music, it'll keep the short and sweet business beat going with some background music, but it's hot, it's busy, and we are really excited about some of the upcoming events that we have. But I wanted to be really succinct in telling people why they should participate in some of these things, and so I've come up with, I don't know if there's a rule of three, but I've come up with
there's a rule of threes. I do improv. There's a rule of threes.
Okay. I want to know more about that rule, but my rule is that I've got three reasons for you to do certain things. And so, first and foremost, tomorrow is business after hours, and I've got three reasons why you should go.
Okay.
One is it's summer school. You're going to be able to find parking a little bit more easily. It's going to be fun downtown. You'll be able to drive right into 140 West parking deck and join us at Spicy Nine.
All right.
It's a great opportunity to meet your next client. This is our largest networking event each month, and you'll be able to taste some delicious sushi.
You know, I haven't been to Spicy Nine yet. Every time I walk by, you get that really like strong and a really great smell of sushi coming from the restaurant. I haven't been able to go in there yet.
Aaron,
so
you can just broadcast live from Business After Hours tomorrow and we will find you boats of sushi.
I don't know. All of that sounds great. I'm not sure if people are going to want to listen to me with my mouth full of sushi.
I think it would make for a tasty, you know, in the same way that background music would help my segment. I think, you know, there's nothing, sushi wouldn't hurt.
The news would be so much better if I'm full of sushi.
Exactly.
And so, I've heard good things about Spicy Nine, so I need to get there soon.
Well, come downtown, find parking at parkonthehill.com, and join us from 5:30 to 7:30. Remember, any UNC, UNC Healthcare, or Chapel Carver City Schools employee is a chamber member. Come network at Business After Hours tomorrow.
All right.
A week from tomorrow are the Bees. And you ask, what are the Bees?
I do ask, what are the Bees?
They are the Business Excellence Awards.
I don't ask, what are the Bees, because I know.
You know. Yeah. But other listeners may not know. And so it's important. Three reasons. It's important time to take time to recognize the best. We're going to be giving out. We have several finalists in many different categories, and we're going to be giving out many Business of the Year awards and recognizing innovation and community impact. This event is going to be so much fun. We've got Jeff Polish from the Monty as our MC. It's going to be funny. Lots of VIPs there. We'll be at Playmakers, enjoying food and drink. And there's a transportation to an after party at the Stroud. So it's going to be fun. And the third reason is you could win a weekend in a BMW.
Ooh.
So we'll be giving that away at the Bees. Those are three reasons. You look skeptical, though.
No, as soon as you said you could win a weekend, I imagined that the rest of that sentence was going to be at a hotel in Atlantic Beach. And then you said in a BMW. I'm like, that wouldn't be comfortable to sleep in at all. No, it's a weekend rental of a car.
Yes. We're not encouraging people sleeping in their cars. We're just saying that you could have a choice to win a BMW.
Although if you're going to sleep in your car, it might as well be a BMW.
Might as well.
Yes.
So, we had town council recently. You and I haven't seen each other since town council heard about beds and breakfasts. And so I've got three reasons. So I've got three reasons, even though they've heard it 33 times, I've got three reasons why the town of Chapel should allow B&Bs.
So let's go back for a second, because you're going to talk about why you support B&Bs. What did they actually do at the council meeting?
It's an excellent question. Basically, they said, here are these updates to the land use management ordinance. Mm-hmm. Here's the timeline, how we're going to do it. And then I kind of came in and said, can we do this a little faster?
Yeah.
To change the LUMO to allow for B&Bs.
Okay.
The other things they're discussing are stormwater management, signage, and parking lot landscaping. And so I'm hoping that we can accelerate the timeline.
Okay.
They've done some work on it, but I think we can I think this is a no-brainer. And so the three reasons why the town of Chapel Hill should allow B&Bs. One, that it promotes entrepreneurship and commercial activity. This is a great opportunity. It encourages investment and increases tax revenue and helps downtown businesses. It gets people downtown walking and spending money. That's one reason.
Okay.
So three things and one reason. So
is that true, by the way? You're talking about getting people downtown and I assume just sort of shopping areas in general, because we've got downtown and others around the area. Is that true if the B&B is located on Millhouse Road, for instance? Does that still bring people downtown?
It doesn't bring people downtown, but it provides an option for, there are people, we get specific requests at the chamber, can I stay at a B&B? Mm-hmm. And so this provides an option for those visitors. It diversifies the options for visitors. So I think that's good. But I do think that one of the greatest opportunities is in some of these historic homes close to downtown. And so this is a great option for people who want to stay. It's an option. You know, B&Bs could be anywhere in the town of Chapel Hill, but we do think there's an opportunity for downtown and bringing more people downtown and within walking distance and hopefully spending money in our retails and restaurants. And then it also helps with the preservation of homes. Although we are yet to see where historic tax credits will land in the General Assembly, if they will expire, they'll hopefully be renewed. I know the governor is supporting that. It provides a financial option for people. It discourages by default student housing. What if some of these houses who might be hard to sell single family, but instead of renting to student rental, it could be a bed and breakfast. My boss called it a Greek house conversion strategy. His old fraternity at UNC had to end up selling their house. And so maybe this is something, another use, potential use for that downtown.
And go back and talk a little bit about by default student housing, because that's a phrase that with a specific meaning. It's like a house that's not designed for student housing. And there's a lot of them in...
It's the opposite of by design student housing.
And that would be like shortbread
lofts. And even the proposal that's coming up for, it's a concept plan for Amity Court, where on Rosemary Street. And this is housing designed for students with the amenities they need, but also getting them close to campus and out of their cars, in transit, walking to campus, and so rather than a house where
housing, you have by default housing, which is what we've been seeing in Northside and Pine Knolls, people renting out houses that weren't designed for students.
Right, right.
And then you have issues with that. Yeah,
I only know this from a friend, but you know, like people like sleeping in what was supposed to be the dining room, or sleeping where what was supposed to be the foyer. You know, houses that were really designed to be single family ended up converting to student rental. Mm. So those are three
people sleeping
reasons.
In the foyer, really?
It was a really big foyer. I'm not gonna
We laugh because we weren't that guy.
Yeah, exactly. So on also about development, town council this past Monday heard about Obie Creek. The public hearings continued to June 8th. I'll tell you the three reasons why I'm supporting Obie Creek. One is it's a great opportunity for aging in place. Two, it will stop retail leakage, not completely, but stop some retail leakage to Chatham County. And it will also create multifamily units that accept housing choice vouchers. We've seen recently in our community a lot of multifamily complexes accepting these vouchers, and so this is a really great need. We've heard it from DSS. I heard it from the Meals on Wheels executive director just the other day. So this is an opportunity at Obie Creek to provide some needed housing for folks that have housing choice vouchers.
Now, is that the case? Again, we're speaking with Kristen Smith. I should mention your name every once in a while, from the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. Is that the case only with the proposal that's on the table now? Because I know the conversation around Obie Creek has generally not been do it versus not do it, but do the plan that's on the table versus do a smaller version of the plan.
I think that's the conversation of not if Obie Creek, but how much Obie Creek.
Right,
and I think that's part of it being a development agreement versus a special use permit. But I just think I do want to highlight some unique opportunities that we have and three reasons. I've got more than three reasons why I'm supporting Obie Creek and why I think Town of Chapel Hill residents should support the approval of the Obie Creek development agreement. But
I do
but
like the fact of the housing choice vouchers when I heard about that. Right. That was really significant because so few, and I mean, we talked about that during the community forum two right. weeks ago. Like, how often do you have a new development that even can be affordable because of the cost of building something new? But in this case,
and I think we've got to help people connect the dots for those people that were concerned, that voiced that need during the community forum. I really hope to see them June 8th in front of town council saying this is an opportunity, this is a need in our community, and that's why we're supporting Ruby Creek.
You know, still 3 weeks before this decision, 2.5 weeks.
June 8th, Monday,
yeah,
June 8th.
So two and a half weeks.
Yeah, so
it's been. It seems like a long time, but at the same time, how long is this conversation going
on? It's been a long conversation that started with before even, I think, or right after Chapel Hill 2020 was a Southern Chapel Hill kind of group, and that was precedes even the Compass Committee. So this has been a long conversation, a well-vetted plan, a well-negotiated plan, and I really hope that we see Town Council approve it on June 8th. So... Last but not least, three reasons why that I was delighted to hear from Chris Chung, CEO of the Economic Development Partnership of North Carolina, who spoke at the Hillsborough Chamber member meeting this morning, and he talked about three reasons why this unique public-private partnership was created. And one is that you can leverage the private sector that businesses. It's not just state funding, but businesses can add their funding to encouraging corporate relocation to North Carolina. No matter who the governor is, you can have a long-term strategy. Many governors come in and out, and they might bring their people or say, we should go this way, but this is a way to have a long-term economic development strategy. And then it gives a little bit of flexibility on how you can reward your employees when you're this separate entity that does receive public funds, that does work with the Department of Commerce, but I think makes us a little bit more nimble as far as recruiting new business to North Carolina.
So how can people learn more about that?
That's an excellent question. They can go to edpnc.com and learn more about the Economic Development Partnership in North Carolina. But special thanks to Sarah Stevens for hosting Christopher Chung at the Hillsborough Chamber meeting this morning. So that was he really did a nice job outlining three reasons, and so that's why I came with three reasons for a lot of different things. So I hope to see folks soon. I hate that this is without bluegrass and not a very short nor sweet business beat, but appreciate
Wait,
the
hang
time,
on, hang
Aaron.
Hang on, I'm lowering the. Okay. You can't hear it because you don't have headphones on. I'm playing the Red Clay Rambler song underneath it. If I turned off the microphones, you would be able to hear it. But that was the short and sweet business beat, now accompanied by a little bit of bluegrass music from the Red Clay Ramblers. Kristen Smith, thank you so much.
Aaron Keck, thank you very much.
And again, CarolinaChamber.org is the website if you want to learn more about the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. We've got to take a quick break. It's 3:45.